Welcome to Forward Radio, where we bring you bite-sized insights from some of the best professionals in the industry, delivered daily.
Attributes of great product leaders with Praful Poddar, product leader.
So there are a few, and you can actually very objectively differentiate between the ones, at least the ones that I have been privileged to observe. I think the first ones who are opinionated but are very open to getting their opinions changed objectively as well. And this means that they are very, very open to feedback. They are not attached to their own ideas, solutions, concepts and notions. But if you they are very open to having heated logical discussions in a very healthy friction environment, and you know, either get convinced or convince the other. I think those are people which I feel are not very emotionally attached to a particular solution, but are very logical, come out to be, you know, great product folks. The second is people who are fundamentally collaborative, and I mentioned this earlier, is that for a product manager, and specifically in early stages of the career, and you know, the notion always being thrown around that product manager is equal to CEO of the product, and like some of this, and most product managers hate that, calling themselves the CEO of the product, is that you somehow internalize the fact that, hey, I need to do everything and it all needs to come from me. And that's not really the case. I think while some of the decision making definitely needs to happen by the product owner or manager a little downstream, collectively getting the best ideas, solutions and the directions needs to happen more collaboratively. For product managers who are able to involve, and I'm talking more digital products right now in context, but this fundamental is valid for all kinds of product areas. If they're able to involve their technology teams, design teams, business teams earlier, and really collaborate with themselves or collaborate with these functions to get to the right direction, and be open to, you know, getting challenged, I think that's the most, that's where most of the product managers I've seen succeed. And the third, I think, which is very, very key, and this is fundamental to product management, is prioritization. If product managers are not able to prioritize, and I mean this is multiple levels, this could mean for, you know, the number of tasks that you want to take on in a sprint, or it could mean the time you want to spend in multiple tasks that you've given. Like if prioritization is not internalized for product managers, it's just you're spreading yourself always too thin with low quality deliverables everywhere. So product managers who I've seen succeed the most can actually very brutally prioritize things with the right objective.
Like the episode? Do share it with your friends and colleagues and subscribe to us if you enjoyed it. To continue learning, download the Forward app from getforward.app and learn from industry pros without burning a hole in your pocket. Keep learning and keep moving forward.